Okay, today's daf is Makas Daf Hey. Makas Daf Hey, we are on Dalet Amud Beis as we continue in the first perek of this Masechta. So we are 4 lines from the bottom, and we are finishing up discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah yesterday had a double machlokas. Tanaim between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. First machlokas was if Adam testified that somebody Ruvein Shimon $100 and then they're proven to be Zomimin. So what is the halacha? So Rabbi Meir says they have to pay and they get malchus. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. And the Chum say no. Kol Mishalamin Aloka. Right. The one of the two sources that we mentioned for Kimlei Risha Achas Ata Mechayvo V'Yata Mechayvo Mishum Shnei Rishayos. That is the Chacham's opinion. Why do you get? We didn't mention yesterday. Why do you get paid? Why do you have to pay and you don't get malchus? What about the other way? You know, you only get one, that's true. But why do you get the money, and why do they have to pay money and not malchus? So Rashi explains, based on another Gemara, that there's a special din, a special limud, befeirish ripsa Torah Edom Zomen l'tashlumen. Special din from another Gemara that Edom Zomen have to pay. So that is machlokas number one. Machlokas number two is that if they testify that somebody is chayiv 40, the Nimsu Zomimin, Chayav, one set of Malkus. So the Meir says they get a double set of Malkus because of Losana and because of Asisimlo. That's what the Meir holds. Losana and Vasisimlo Kasher Zomim. But Shiga the Chum say you only get one set of Malkus. Okay, that's a double Machlokas. The Gemara now is dealing with that second Machlokas. They ask on the Gemara, Verabanan, 4 lines from the bottom, on Dalet Amud Beis, Verabanan, at the end, Hai Losana Brecha Eit Shaker Mai Darshi Bei, the Rabbanan don't use Losana to be Mechayev the Malkus. Right? The Rameyer uses Losana and Vasisamlo, 2 sets of Malkus. The Rabbanan don't use Losana, so what do they use it for? Sahumi Boy Leili Azhara Leidim Zomen. They use it for the Azhara, for the warning, for the Isser of Eidim Zomen, that's what they use it for. Let's finish first, and then we'll discuss that question. Rabbi Meir, Asar Leidim Zomim Minalei, where does Rabbi Meir know the Asara from? Rabbi Yirmiyah, Nafgalei, Mehavin Nisharim Yishmu, V'Yirau, V'lo Yosifu Od. Because the Pasuk says, V'Edim Zomim, those that are left, meaning those that witness the punishment, will listen and see, and they won't do it again. Meaning this is one, as we said, one of those Averos that everybody hears about and they won't do it again. That's what they that's the source for that Sar for Edom Zomim. But for Rabbanan, homi by Lachraza, no, the Rabbanan say, take the literal shot of that pasuk. They use it for achraza, for announcing. We learned in Sanhedrin on Daf Peites that there are 4 people that when they're punished, we have to announce to everybody that this is what they're punished for, and one has to be careful that they don't act like them. Edom Zomim, Mesis, and Irani Dachas, and the 4th one was a Ben Sarah Remora. So those 4 need a hachrazas. That's what this pasuk is for. Not that he should be an Azhara, Leidim Zomimin. V'remeyer hachraza mi v'yishmu v'yiro nafka. They learn it from the first half of the pasuk. But v'lo yosifu, that second half is still open, and therefore they use the second half for Azhara, Leidim Zomimin. Fine, these are how they actually the psukim. But Yeshua just asked a question that we need to deal with to understand these last couple of lines. What did the Gemara say? Losane, what did the Rabbanan do with Losane? They must do something with it. So we say, oh, Hasara Leidim Zomim. Didn't we already deal with Losane on Dabbez? The Gemara says, what about Losane? What do you get Malchus for Losane? So the Gemara answered, it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Like we asked yesterday, it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So if it's Lav Shein Bo Maisa, what's the whole question? What do they use it for? You don't get Malchus from it because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So maybe it's just there, L'Isser Ba'alma. Like many Isurim in the Torah. If it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, if it's Lav Anita Glaseh, if it's a Lav Shenitan Lav Saras Misas Bezdin. If it's any other type of Lav that's not the normal type of Lav, so then you don't darshan anything from it. It's just an Isser Ba'alma, and you don't get Malchus. So that's the Pnei Yeshua. What, by every one of these lavim, you're going to have to understand and learn out a new halacha? So why does the Gemara do it here? He says, L'chora, Asugya Tamua, Diyim Kain, B'chol Lavin, De'in Lokin Aleihem, Amaylo Makshin and Hachi. By every lav, by Lav Shem Amaysi, you should ask, oh, what do they learn from this? No, they don't learn anything from it. It's Lav Shem Amaysi, you learn an Isser Ba'alma. So he says, "Ela al karchav tul Isser Ba'alma Asi, V'yim Kain Del Machanami Dechvasei." So he answers the Pnei Yeshua, Miu efshar the shiny hacha. Maybe here is different. Why? Kivan the kama asin the kama lavin nemru bedaver zeh. There are so many psukim that talk about what the Edom Zomim are doing wrong. Midvar Sheker Tirchot, Al Tashis Yatchim Rasha, and Losane. So you can see all of these are Lestam Lav Ba'alma, without any teaching you anything new. So he says that's why the Gemara does not want to leave it that it's just Isser Ba'alma, because all the other Pesukim are Isser Ba'alma. So Lo Nichaluhu LeMeimar to Kulhu Asi LeIsser Ba'alma. They'd rather not say that, even though they could, as long as they can darshan something, they try to darshan something. Kain Niret Li, says the Pnei Yeshua. That's what appears to me, that even though this is a Lav Shema Maisa, and most of the time we just say okay, so you don't darshan anything, but still here we're going to try to darshan something. So that is the Pnei Yeshua. Good. Next Mishnah. Mishnah says, today we have the schus of doing three or maybe more Mishnahis. At least three Mishnahis today on one daf. Says the Mishnah. Mishalshalin b'mamon v'ein mishalshalin b'malkus. We split the money, but we don't split malkus. For example, what? Ketzan. It explains the Mishnah. Heidu shu chayav l'chavir masayim zuz. If two witnesses say that a person is chayav 200 zuz, v'nim su zomamin, and they are found to be zomamin. So what's the halacha? Mishash l'minayim. You split it up between them. The also mishashon is if there are three of them. But it just means you split it up between them. And therefore, if they testify that so-and-so owes 200 zuz, they each pay 100. No problem. The nidon is not going to get more than what they wanted to say. Mishash lebinehem. Aval im heiduhu shu chayev malkas arbaim. But if they testified that he is chayev malkas, they're chayev malkas, they each testify together that they're chayev malkas, what are you going to say? You split the malkas? You each get 20? Right? You each get 39 divided by 2? So, benimsu zomamin, kolechad rechalok arbaim. No, they each get full malkas. You should get full malchus. Why is that? Gemara is going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. But that's the halacha. That's what the Mishnah says. Mishashalin b'mamon, vein mishashalin b'malchus. Before we even get to the Gemara, let's wait with it, and then we'll talk about it. Minani Mili. What's the source for this? What's the source that we split up money, but we don't split up malchus? So Amar Abaya. It's based on a pasuk. Nemar Rasha b'chayvi malchus, v'nemar Rasha b'chayvi mizus. Bezdin. So just like you can't kill somebody halfway, so therefore if somebody Beidin wanted to be b'chayv the misa, you got to kill them. Can't kill half of them. Even though the Gemara says we had back in the Sanhedrin malchus b'malka misa omedes, and the Gemara has a line also in other contexts, matli katla kula, matli katla palga, which has to be exactly against this line, versus if you wound somebody on Shabbos. Mali katla kula, mali katla palga. What's the difference if you kill somebody totally or the whole way or halfway? It's still the malacha of shochet on Shabbos. That's how some Rishonim understand the malacha of wounding. So even though we say that, but we understand what this Gemara means. It means that if they try to kill somebody, so then they are not going to get killed halfway. So malahalani misa l'mechza, afkani malchus l'mechza. So it's just like misa is not halfway, so do malchus is not halfway. Rava Amar. Rava says a second shot. Be'inan kasher zamam lasos la'achiv v'leka. Rava says no. You need kasher zamam, and you don't have kasher zamam if you only give them half malchus. That's what the Rava says. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Ihachi mamonami. So mamonami, you're like, if they only get half malchus, and that's not considered kasher zamam, say half money. They each wanted to be mechayev the guy 200, not 100. So why should that make a difference? So the Gemara answers, mamon mitztareif. Malchus lo mitztareif. No, mamon is combinable, while malchus is not combinable. What exactly does that mean? What does that mean? Either say they're both combinable, but not combinable. So what exactly does that mean? So a number of answers given in the Achronim. One is the Rav Shimon Shkab. Shimon Shkab says maybe the most pshutel shel ha-gemara, and that is, what's the focus of each of the quote-unquote punishments? When it comes to money, the focus is compensation. The focus is giving the person what you thought, what you tried to be mechayev him, what he would have had to pay. Except for there's no reason to have to pay him more than that. And therefore, by money, as long as it combines to the amount that you wanted to be mechayev him, that's it. By malchus, the ikar isn't the compensation. The ikar is the physical pain that the Edim are going to go through. If that's the case, then each one gets the whole thing.
It's not going to Rabbi Kiva that holds that it's
a knas. Question is, right, does Rabbi Kiva say all Edim Zomim, all Kasha Zomim is a knas? Right, so the Iker is, also what is the focus of knas? You're saying according to which one that I just said? Which one, if you all like Rabbi Akiva, which one would you not accept? Is a kenas because a compensation.
Right.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a second. Okay, but anyway, this is Rav Shimon Shkab. Rav Shimon Shkab says, number one, in Shar Zion, in Shar Yashar, that when it comes to payment, the ikar is the compensation, giving back the other guy. By Malchus, he brings other riots to this, the ikar is the guy getting his own onesh. Number one. Number two, the quote between the Ragachavar, that second answer, a lumdish answer, and that is, by money, any money that you pay is called money. It's called money. So if you pay half money and you pay half money, they each paid money. Quantitatively, they paid less money than they wanted to do, but altogether, quantitatively, it all adds up. Says the Ragachavar, less than 39 Malchus is not Malchus. That's not Malchus. I'm just hitting the guy. Or less than the amount that you were, you know, he was estimated to get. It's not all 39. Less than that is not the status of Malchus. By definition, money could quantitatively go up and down. Malchus can't go up and down. Malchus is one set of Malchus, and if you don't give that set of Malchus, then it's not going to be considered Malchus. That's the Ragachavar. And finally, the third answer is from the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi on Parshas Beshalach. He's talking about a pasuk in Tehillim, trying to give shot about one of the nations that are getting punished because of what they did to Bnei Yisrael. But he says as follows. He says, Achilik Pashut. So Pashut, that nobody else said it before him. He says, Achilik Pashut between money and Malchus. Dibamamon, mei azuzim, he mamish hachetzi minamasayim. 100 is exactly half of 200 when it comes to money. It's exactly half. So it's possible to have half and half, and they each pay half. Aval Malchus says the Beis Halevi, beautiful. Every whip is more painful than the previous one, says the Beis Halevi. When I get a second one, I'm already on hurt skin. So it's going to hurt more than the first one. The third is going to be worse. Every whip's going to hurt more because it's already hurts. It's already b'kaev. So therefore, one whip, one lash, is not half of two lashes. Two lashes is more than one plus one. One plus one does not equal two. And therefore, da'ashnia he kiflei kiflayim in arishona. And therefore, the kivan dohaidim ratzo l'chayvo b'sheker lamites malchus. What's the way that you can give each one 39 malchus? If you give each one half, no, that's you're not getting. It's not half because 39 is much more than double. Masha yilku zemen achesi min lamites zechesi de b'shnei chatzoim einem agia liyisurim kifi asher heim biyachid v'yefshar litom hakeiv min ha'amake ha'achrona. They can't know what 39 is until they get 38 beforehand. And that's why each of them, they're not mitztareif. That's what it means, says the Beis Halevi. V'zeh pashut. So, what did we learn today? 1 plus 1 is not 2. Right? And 10 plus 10 is not 20. That's what we learned today in the daf. That's what, right? Half is not, the two halves don't equal a whole. That is the Beis Halevi. Okay, three ideas we had from the Shar Yashar, from the Ragachavar, and from the Beis Halevi. But now relating to what Mati just asked, and that is the pashtus of the Gemara. Seems to be here and seems to be elsewhere that when Edom pay, who do they pay? Simple interpretation. Who do they pay? They pay the guy who they wanted to inflict. The problem is it never says that Beferish in the Gemara. And that's what, it sounds that way from some Gemaras. There's no source in the Gemara for that. Asks the Uraim, or Blazer Metz. He's the one that everybody quotes with this Shaila. Blazemi Metz in Simon Kup, there are two numberings in the Uraim. Which is Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. Blazemi Metz. He wrote his own Sefer HaMitzvahs. So two different numberings. So in mine, it's Kufay and Ches in the big letters, and Reish Bem Gimel in the little letters. So, ask the Uraim a simple question. What's the source that Kasher Zamam, when I get whipped, I get whipped. When I get killed, I get killed. When I pay, the assumption of most is that I pay the other guy. Who says? Maybe I should pay Bezdin. Especially, based on what you just asked, if it's a knas, so I always pay the guy who I wanted to inflict the knas to. So I always pay that. Some may be yes, and some may be no. Do I always pay that? Ask the Yireim. V'lo yadati minayin la'omer shahamamon l'misha he'idu alav. Acharei shehu knas yitzneu bezdin l'chol misha yirtza. Give it to Bezdin and they'll deal with it. Kid, it's not, as the Mishnah says in Trumas. B'chomesh shel Truma. If I eat Truma b'shogeg, I'm a Yisrael. I eat Truma b'shogeg. You know what the halacha is? I give the keren, I give the principal to the person who I stole from, and the extra chomesh I give to Bezdin. And Bezdin gives it to whoever they want. V'chomesh l'kol mi sheyirtze. Or I give it to whoever I want to, not even Bezdin. I give the chomesh to, it just can't be by me. That's the knas. Until Mashiach comes, I have this question. Sugya nire la'olam l'misha he'idu alav. I'll admit that there are certain gemaras like our gemara. What does it mean? It's combinable by money. Because l'maisa, the guy is getting that amount. So that's right, the first shot that we gave of the gemara. So it sounds that way. But v'nira ki lo yodati minayim. I just don't know what the source is. I don't know, but why should, if I pay, Lamaisa, I didn't cause him a loss. Right? Lamaisa, I did it. I was paying legal fees. Right? If he was in court. But Lamaisa, I didn't cause him. I only tried to cause him the loss. So why should I have to, I should be punished. But why should I have to pay him? That is the question of the Yireim. So the Radvaz. Radvaz, one of the border Rishonim Achronim. The Radvaz has a tshuva about this. And the Shaila asked him was, what do you think of this Kasha of the Yireim? That was the Shaila he got. In Tuf Reish Chav Dal, he also, the Radvaz two in a row, he also has a double numbering system. He has from the beginning of the Sefer of the Radvaz, then he has each Chelek. So for the beginning is 1,049. Tshuva 1,049. Elef Memtes. So he was asked, Sha'alti Mimendi, what do I think of Rabbi Metz's Tainas? He said, it's a good Taina. It's a good Taina. There's no source in the Gemara for this. But you know what? If I was a rabbi in the time of the Gemara, this is the drasha that I would say. He makes up his own drasha. He says, "Ve'ilodim istafina lidrosh b'katuv mashalo nimsa b'divrei chazal." If I wouldn't be scared to darshan my own drashas, to have the rishon lay mikra yaseir, I would darshan it from the following: "Dichsiv v'asisem lo kasher zama masos la'achiv v'achiv yaseiru." Right, achiv is extra. It should say v'achikam v'asisem lo kasher zama masos. Do to him what he wanted to do. The high asiya tihye la'achiv. What's his extra la'achiv? To tell me, give it to Achiv if it's possible. That's what he says. V'yesh b'talmud kayotzei b'drasha zu v'tfos tamzeh acha timsa tovi menu. Chikain e'aseh gam ani. I'm going to hold on to this drasha until I find something better. That's what he says. Some ask on the Radvaz, la'achiv is used for things. Know what he's talking about. Right? We had earlier, la'achiv l'lachoso on the first daf. Onish Bas Kohen, you use Achiv for other things. That's what Radvaz is talking about. He obviously knows that. I'm sure he knows Shas backwards. Right? So, Tzorach Ian, what the Radvaz is talking about, but this is just a fascinating question. That there's no source, the Farish and Shas, that when I pay, there's no source that I should. The Betzius, it sounds that way from other Gemaras. Like our Gemara is one of them. It sounds that way that it should be, even though it's a Knas according to Rabbi Akiva. But, this is the Halach. Okay. Let's continue. Next Mishnah. Ein ha'edim nasim zomamin ad sheyazimos atzman. So this is a Mishnah that probably should have started Maseches Makos. This should be the first Mishnah in Makos. We already dealt with why it didn't on that base, because it has to connect to Sanhedrin, to either Makdimin Lo Samisa Mishnah. So, but either way, this is the basis, the ABCs of Edim Zomamin. In Edim Nasim Zomin, not Shizim as Atzman. Edim Zomin, don't become Zomin until you're Mazim them. Not what they said, but you're Mazim them. Ketzan, meaning, Amru. Ketzan, Amru. If they said, Meidan Ubish Ploni, we testify about a certain guy, Shaharagas Anefesh, to Edim come and say, Reuven killed Shimon. And Amru Lahem, my kids always say, Reuven's killed Shimon a lot in history. Right? So, everybody, Reuven's done this to Shimon's wife, Reuven's killed Shimon. I mean, a lot of Reuben and Shimon have had a lot going on in their lives. Two people say that Reuben killed Shimon. Amru lahem and other Edim come, Edim mazimin come and say, Heich atem me'idin, how could you testify that way? Shahari neheragze o hahoregze, this person, the victim or the perpetrator, the rotzeach or the nirtzach, hayi imanu oso hayi makaploni, they were with us. You couldn't have seen Reuven kill Shimon because Reuven was with us. Or Shimon was with us. You know what that is? Ein Elul Zomin. That's not Edom Zomin. Why? Because they're testifying about what the Edom said. They're testifying about the Edus and not the Edom. That's not Edom Zomin. If you testify about the Eidus and say that's wrong, that is called Hachasha, contradiction. That's not called Hazama. Contradiction. If you say anything else about it, they couldn't have been with you because they were with us. So that's not Hazama. Aval, Amru Lahem. But if they said, Heich Atem Eidim, how do you know, Shaharei Atem Ayisem Imanu, Oso Hayob Makaploni, you were with us, the Eidim were with us, Hare Elu Zomamin, that is Eidim Zomamin, V'neheragin Al Pihen. Right? And they're killed. And they're killed if they were trying to kill the other person. That's the Chiddush of the Torah. What's the reason for this? Is there a reason for this? Says the Rambam, no. What's the difference? If they testify about the Edom, they testify about the other? They're saying it couldn't have happened. Lamaisa, that's what they're saying. It couldn't have happened. So what difference does it make? We're going to have it based on a pasuk in a minute. It's based on a pasuk. They have to testify about the Edim and not the Edus. Why? Says the Rambam, Xeris HaKasif. We don't know of a reason for this. Says the Rambam, Minhilchas Edus, Yudches Gimel, Vizeh Sheheem Min HaTorah, Edim HaAchronim, Al Edim HaRishonim. The fact that the second Edim are believed about the Edim, and not about, just about the Edus, and also the fact that they're believed Bechlal, the second witnesses. Xeris HaKasif Hai. It's Xeris HaKasif. Xeris HaKasif, that's it. There's no reason given. Says the Kesef Mishnah, 1 minute, Xeris HaKasif, the Gemara uses this language. The Gemara says, Chiddushu. Where it says Chiddushu. Who says Chiddushu? We had back in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Zayin, when we had the Machlokas about Eid Zomim, when does he become Pasul from? Does he become Pasul from today? Mikano Lahaba? Because Rava says Chiddushu, and I want to limit the Chiddush, or Abaya says Lamafreyahu Nifsal. So Rava says Chiddushu. 1 second, we don't paskin like Rava. We paskin like Abaya. So says the Kesef Mishnah, you're right, we paskin like Abaya regarding that halacha, because it's one of the Al-Kagams. But the concept, everybody agrees to. The fact that Eidim Zomamin has Chiddush elements to it, one of them being, why do we trust the second witnesses over the first witnesses? Number two, what difference does it make between testifying about the Eidim and not about the Eidus? Either way, we hold to that principle of Xeris HaKasif. The question is, which halacha does that have ramifications for? So regarding the Mafreya or Bikana Lahaba, that we hold like Abaya, that it does not have ramifications for that, we still say, L'mafreya hu nifsa. That's what the Rambam says. It's interesting just to put this together with another Rambam, if there's anybody who does, but there's another Rambam that says, Bechlau, trusting Eidim itself, is Xeris HaKasif. Two people come to court and say, Ruvei killed Shimon. Why should we trust them? If one person came to court, we wouldn't trust him. We wouldn't kill a guy for it. One person comes to court, we wouldn't make you chayv money. One person says, you owe me a million shekel. Right? A million shekel. So I don't have to pay. Two Eidim I have to pay. Why? Is it because we know for sure, 100%, that two witnesses aren't lying? Maybe. But everyone, even one Jew, has a cheskas kashas. Why two? So the Rambam elsewhere says, trusting two witnesses itself is Xeris HaKasif. So says, where's that Rambam? That's in Hilchos Yesodi HaTorah. Where's the Rambam is talking about the context of a Navi. How do we know whether to trust a Navi or not? We can't know. He does signs. He doesn't do signs. How do you know whether to trust a Navi or not? The Navi says, Hashem told everybody has to walk on their head today at 11 a.m. How do we know if he's telling the truth or not? Says the Rambam, you don't. But if he is a muhsuk, chacham, and tzaddik, then Torah says to trust him, even though he could be lying. Just like, and that's what the Rambam compares this to, at the end of the seventh paragraph, Hilchos Yesodi HaTorah, Shebekach Nitztavinu, that's what he commanded to do, to trust his Navi. Kemosh Nitztavinu Lachtoch Hadin Al Pi Shnei Edim Ksherim. Just like you have to listen to two witnesses, V'af Al Pi She'efshar She'eidu B'Sheker. It could be that they're lying, but you know what? Hov Ksherim Heim Etzleinu Ma'amidinosan Al Kashrusan. So it's fascinating. The Rambam says two witnesses itself is a Xeris HaKasif, and now the Rambam is adding on, believing the second two witnesses over the first two witnesses is a Xeris HaKasif. So everything's a Xeris HaKasif, ultimately, because you don't know why to believe one people over another, or to believe them Bechlal. But that's the Rambam. So you put these together in Eidus Yudchas Gimel, and in Yesodi HaTorah, Zion Zion. Those are the two Rambams that we just mentioned. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. So again, what is Edom Zomamin? Where they testified that you, Edom, were with us. Ba'u acherim behizimum. If other witnesses come and are mazim, let's say another set comes and are mazim, ba'u acherim behizimum, afilu mea kulam yehargu. What exactly does this line mean? A couple of different pshat, then we're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says this means, if other Edom come and testify like the first group, right? Let's say two people come and say Reuven killed Shimon. Then other people said you were with us. And then two other people come and say Reuven killed Shimon at that moment. And then two other people come. The Eidei Mazimin can knock out all of them. They were with us too. Oh, we were having a huge party. All these people were with us. They couldn't have seen. You know what? All these witnesses are killed. Because these two witnesses are same on Oisim. Right? So that's the halacha, says the Tadakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, come on. Rabbi Yehuda says, Isitis Izu. This is impossible. This is a, they're making it up. You can't trust this. How do they translate? How do a good translation of istatis? What? They're plotting. Obviously, there's something fishy here. And therefore, you only kill the first cut. 1 second. If you think they're plotting, then what? Why do you even kill the first cut? That's the Gemara's question. We're going to get to that. But that is the Mishnah. Vayter. Minani mili. So how do we know that you have to testify about the guf shal edim? Amar of Ada bar Ava. Tupsukam. Amar of Ada. To Amar krav yinei eid sheker ha'ed. Sheker ana. Ache tishaker. Begufa shal edis. So dashin the guf of the edis. Ha'ed. To be Rabbi Shmuel Tana. La'anos bo sara. Right, there's something removed, there's something problematic about him. Ache tisre gufa shal edus. Fine. Amarava. So now we have a couple of cases of Edim Zomin that have an added element. Amarava. All these similar cases until the bottom. Boshtaim v'amru, actually, we have one type and then another type. First we have the following. Boshtaim v'amru b'mizrach bira harak plonias anefesh. In the east wing of the building, Reuven killed Shimon. You were with us in the west side of the building. So is that Imanu Hayisem? Do we knock out the witnesses? So Chazinan, you see. If you're on one side of the building, can you see the other side of the building? Ain elu zomamin. They're not zomamin. Because you're right, they could have been in the west, but they saw what happened in the east. V'imlav hare elu zomamin. But if they can't, they're zomamin. So where's the pshita? That's pretty obvious. That's obvious. If they could have been there, then they're not. And if they couldn't have been there, then they are. So the Gemara says, no, Ma Detema, you might have thought, Lechush Linaho Rabarya, you might think he has x-ray vision. Kamash Malan. You might have a Havamina that he has super duper vision to be able to see the other side. Kamash Malan. What's the Havamina? The Havamina is that what? You might think he has x-ray vision and therefore will trust the witnesses and will kill the guy? Will kill the defendant? That's the Havamina, because he might be from the Mi'uta to Mi'uta. Says the Ritva, that can't be. The Havamina is, says the Ritva, amazing Havamina. You might think that he has if he has x-ray vision, it's enough that we at least won't kill the witnesses. We're not going to kill the guy either, because, you know, you're not going to kill the guy based on x-ray vision. But we also won't kill the witnesses. That's the Havamina. Kamash Malan, we're not choshish for x-ray vision, and therefore we kill the witnesses. The Havamina is that everybody's off the hook, says the Ritva. Even though it's like, how can everybody be off the hook? Either it happened or it didn't happen. If the Edom are telling the truth, then you have to kill the guy. If they're not telling the truth, they have to kill them. Says the Ritva, no, that's the Havamina. You don't kill anybody. You don't kill the witnesses, and you don't kill the Nidon. Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is you kill the witnesses. Similarly, Yamarava, Bosh Naiva Amru, Sura, bit safra, b'chad b'shav, sarak plonius ha'nefesh. In the morning in Sura, Reuven killed Shimon. Ubo shtayim ba'amru, b'panya b'chad b'shav, imanu ha'yisa b'arda. In the afternoon, you were in Naharda with us. So again, chazinan, imi tzafra l'panya, matzi azil misur l'arda. If you could get from one place to another place that day, lo avizomen, they're not zomen, because you assume they got there. V'ilav avizomen. But if they can't, then they are deemed to be zomen. Again, says the Gemara Pshita. It's obvious. Could they get there? Could they not get there? So, ma de tema lechush legam laparcha. I remember learning a Makis in like sixth grade. And this is the two words that I remember from the whole parak. Flying camels. Gam laparcha. I think everybody, it stands out in one's mind. Lechush legam laparcha, kamash malan. You might think that we're choshish for flying camels. What does that mean, flying camels? It means maybe this guy hired out camels, even though normally you can't get from one place to another place, but maybe he got flying camels. Maybe he got very fast camels, and he was able to get there. Kamash lo manachoshish. Just like the x-ray vision we're not choshish for, so too the flying camels. The kasha is, not the Rishon, the Ramban here asks it, but we had a Gemara way back in Maseches Yevamos. Yevamos Kuftez Zayin, where there's a get that comes in front of us that's signed by witnesses. And other people say these witnesses were with us somewhere else. they couldn't have signed the get on this day. So the Gemara says, don't worry about it, it's still a kosher get, because we're choshesh l'gamma parcha. Don't worry, maybe they got flying camels. So ask the Rishonim, why over there do we say, oh yeah, maybe there's flying camels, therefore the get's kosher. And over here we say, we're not kosher for flying camels, so we kill the guy. If anything, we see the way he does, it's the opposite. You shouldn't kill. So all the Rishonim deal with how to answer this. Are we choshesh, maybe it's a special dinner of get. Over there, Tosfos there in Yevamos, Kuftes Zayin, gives a couple of answers. Why over there we accept Gamla Parcha, and over here we don't accept Gamla Parcha? That's the question dealt with Tosfos over there, Kuftes Zayin. Feel free, and the Ramban here deals with the two. Okay, that's all the first half of the Gemara. Second half of the Gemara. V'yomar Rava. So now we have similar cases coming up, similar to each other. Bo shnayim va'amru bechad b'shab sahar klodias anefesh. Let's focus on the dates here. Two people come and say, Reuben killed Shimon on Sunday. Ubo shnayim va'amru imano yisa bechad b'shab. So no, you were with us on Sunday. You couldn't have seen Reuben kill Shimon. Ela b'trei b'shab sahar klodias anefesh. But you're right, Reuben killed Shimon, but it was on Monday. It wasn't on Sunday. They're testifying on Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. Tuesday, people come and say Reuben killed Shimon on Sunday. And then other people come and say, no, you were with us on Sunday. You know what you said? But Reuben killed Shimon on Monday. What's the halacha? V'lo'ot, and not only that. Ela afilu amru erev Shabbos, or according to Nefesh. Even if the second group comes and says, no, you couldn't have seen Reuben killed Shimon on Sunday, you were with us. But by the way, Reuben killed Shimon on Friday. So Reuben had already killed Shimon at the moment that you were testifying about. You know what? In both of those cases, Neheragin, the Edim, the first set are killed. Even though they're right that Reuben killed Shimon. Why? At the moment that they are testifying, on Tuesday they're testifying, at that moment, Reuben is not yet Chayav Misa. Because the Chayav Misa starts at Gemar Din. Until you have Gemar Din, you know, you're not Chayav Misa. Right? As we're going to see in a minute. If Reuben kills Shimon, does Reuben have a Chayav to kill himself? Is a Chayav to commit suicide? Of course not. Bezdin has a chiyuv to deal with him, and so here too, even if they say Reuben killed Shimon on Friday before, Reuben is still not a dead man halachically, and therefore the Edim are killed. My kamash latanina. So, like 1 second, we know that already. The Mishnah says lefichach nimseis achas mehen zomemes hu vehei neragin vashniya petura. We have a Mishnah later on which talks about if there are two sets of witnesses about one event that weren't aware of each other, called edus biyuchedus. They weren't aware of each other. And one of them is proven to be Zomamin. Nimsa, one of them is Zomamin. So the halacha is that you still kill the defendant based on the witnesses of the other witnesses that are still kosher. So even though the first witnesses were telling the truth, but still, if they're proven Zomamin, they're proven Zomamin. So here too. So the Gemara says, you're right. Seifa. The Seifa of Rava is the Chiddush. The following. Masha ain't came, but Gemara didn't, Srichalei. The following cases of the Chiddush. Bo, Shnayim v'Amru. Bechad b'shabsa nigmar dino shel ploni. Just one har before we say this. There's an important Rashi. Rashi says, why isn't he a bar ketula yet? So Rashi says, very unusual. Rashi says, because if he would come to Bezdin, he would be potter. If you would come to Bezin and admit you would be Pater. See, Rashi says, V'ilu havi asi in Dibur Maskel Maitaima. V'ilu havi asi umod havi miftar. Because after all, if you would come to court and admit you'd be Pater. Ask, what's Rashi talking about? If I kill somebody and I go to court and I say I killed him, I'd be Pater? That's what you mean. You have umod and miftar? That's why Tosfos here. And the other Rishonim say, no, it means like I explained it. And that is, until Gemara didn't, he doesn't have a status of a Gavra Katila. Very difficult Rashi. Try to figure out what Rashi means. Very unclear. The Rishonim just leave him as Sarachian. What does it mean? You have to figure out why is this different than a regular person coming to Bezin and admitting. Yevimod miftar. The Maritz Chayis here tries to deal with it, but that is a difficult Rashi. Okay, let's continue though. So the Gemara says, the Chiddush is the Gemara Din cases. What's the case? As follows. Bo shtayim va'amru, bechad b'shabsa, nigmar dino shaploni. Two people come to court and say Reuven had a Gemar Din for killing Shimon on Sunday. Ubo shnayim v'amru bechad b'shabbos imanu ayisem. You couldn't have known that on Sunday. You were with us. Ela be'erev Shabbos nigmar dino shaploni. But on Friday there was a Gemar Din already for Misa. V'lo'od, or even ela filo amru b'shabbos after nigmar dino shaploni. Even if on Monday, the day after you're testifying about. In that case, ein elu neheragin. These guys, the first day the witnesses are not killed. Why? Because on Tuesday, the day that they're testifying on, Gavra Bar Ketolahu. Gavra, he is a dead man. They're testifying on Tuesday about Reuven, who's already a Gavra Ketila. He already had a Gemara Din yesterday for Misa. So therefore, just like if they testify about a Trefa, that a Trefa killed, they're going to be Pater, so too in this case. V'chein le'inyin tashlume knas. So too with Knossos. What's so too with Knossos? Boshtaim v'amru b'chabishapsa ganavetavachu machar. If two people come and say, Reuven on Sunday stole and shechted or sold Shimon's cow. We know the halacha. That's a knas. Tavachu machar. He has to pay 4 and 5. So if they say it happened on Sunday. Uboshtaim v'amru b'chabishapsa imanu ayisa. No, Sunday you were with us. El b'tre b'shapsa. It happened ganavetavachu machar. Then it's Monday. It happened on Monday. Mishalman. The first witnesses have to pay. Even though Tachlis by Tuesday, he had already done it. Vilo or not only that, Elafilo Amru be'erev Shabbos, Ganavetavachu Machar. Mishalman. Even if they say it happened on Friday, why? De be'idna de kamisadi, Gavrila bar Tashlumin. Because at the moment that they're testifying about, he is not a bar Tashlumin yet. Why not? Knas somehow is similar to Nefashos. Right? That's what it's saying here. Boshnayim, continuing. Boshnayim ba'amru b'chabishapsa ganavetavachu machar v'negmar dino. But if the witnesses say he not only did it, but he had a gemar din for knas. Uboshnayim ba'amru b'chabishapsa imanu ayisem. No, on Sunday you were with us. Ela erev Shabbos ganavetavachu machar v'negmar dino. But he had a gemar din for knas on Friday. V'lo, and not only that. Ela filu amru b'chabishapsa ganavetavachu machar. The first witnesses said it happened on Sunday. V'trei b'shapsa negmar dino. And the gemar din was on Monday. Still, the second witness to say it happened on Monday instead of Sunday, the Gemar Din, Ein Mishalman. The first that don't pay, why? The Be'idna, the Kamisadi, Gavra Bar Tashlumin Hu. Because by the time that the witnesses testified on Tuesday, he had already had a Gemar Din. So the Gemara compares Knossos to Nefashos. Why? Why is Knossos like Nefashos? Unlike Mamanus. Why? Tosva says, because by these cases, the Edim will probably contradict each other. There's a good chance that Drisha v'Chakira, they will probably contradict each other. And therefore, you know, you could assume that it's not going to happen. Until he has Gemar Din, he's probably not Chayav. That is Tosfos. Rabbi Kevi Eger, right here in the Gilui Hashas, screams at Tosfos. How could he say such a thing? Rabbi Chanan defends Tosfos. Be'ez Hashem, this will be the topic of next week's Ian Shir. This issue of Knossos, when does the Chayav of Knas come? That'll be Be'ez Hashem next week at some point. So those of you again who, well, we had the first one on Monday. It's up on the OU website, OU.org, under the Shiurim. We had one Shiur about the issue of the Rabbanas affecting the Arises. So this will be the second topic, the issue of Knossos. Hopefully, probably next Tuesday. That's the forecasted plan. But but this will be the issue of the Chiyav of Knossos. The Gemara here compares it, major machlokas. Any discussion of Knossos starts with Tosfos and Kiveiger right here. Any discussion in Shas about the Chiyav of Knossos, when does it begin? Starts with this, maybe it starts with the Rush of Baba Kama. Sorry, one of the two. But either this or the last Rush in the first paragraph of Baba Kama. Anyway, Hashem, that'll be next week's discussion. Weiter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Istatis Yizu. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if two Edim keep knocking out 100 witnesses, you can't, it's obviously they're having some funny business here, and you don't kill except the first cot. So Gemara says, Yisitis Yizu, Afilu Kat Rishon Anamilo. If we're choshes that they're lying, you shouldn't even kill the first group. You shouldn't even kill the first cot. So Amar Rabbi Avo, Shekan Muvahargu. No, the case is where you already killed the first cot. So Gemara says, so my dahava have it. So what does it mean? You only kill the first cot. You already did it. What is the Mishnah saying? Elama Rava Hachi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Im Eina Ela Kat Achas Neheregas. If there's only one cot, then they're killed. Gemara says, how does that work? Iyika Tfei Einaragin Habavar Kamar. What do you mean? If there are others, the Mishnah says Bilvad, which sounds like there's more than one, and you're only killing one of them. So Kasha, the Gemara does not answer the question. We assume it's a question, and got to work it out. Why do you kill the first one? You don't kill the first one. If you're really choshesh that these guys are lying, the Edim are lying, then you don't kill anyone. Vayter, hahi yitzad asisadi v'ishtakor. There was a woman that brought Edim, and they found they contradicted each other. So we threw him out of court. And I see Saidi Vishtaker, and she brought another group, and the same thing happened. She keeps bringing witnesses, and they keep being tripped up in Beis Din. Ozla, she goes, I see Saudi Achrini, Jaloishtaker. She brings a third set of witnesses that are not found to be lying. Amar Ish Lakish, Huchsagazu. Rish Lakish says, this woman is obviously a liar. So even though this third set was not found to be Shakranim, you cannot accept them, says Rish Lakish. Amar Ibalazar, Imhi Huchsaka, call Yisrael Mi Huchsaku. What do you mean? So she's found to be a liar, but everybody she brings, Yisudi lies? No! This is two witnesses, and therefore you accept them, unless you know otherwise. If you look in the Rambam, interesting, the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, he doesn't quote it about hachasha. He quotes it about hazama. If a woman brings in two edim and they're found to be edim zomamin, and then another two witnesses zomamin, so then the Rambam says, where's my Rambam? The Rambam in, here I used it before, the Rambam in Chaf Beis Hei, the Rambam quotes this in the context of Edim Zomamin, and he says, done in Alpiyem. That's the Chiddush. Even if they're found to be Zomamin, already Paskins like the second Shita here, or Balazar, you still trust them, even if they were knocked out in terms of being Eid Zomamin. That is the Rambam's extra extension. Zimnin, Haviyasi, Kamadir, Rabbi Yochanan, sometimes, one time they were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Asak Yama Isa Lakamaya, the same thing that happened in front of the woman. Amri Shlakash, Mishlakash said his statement, Hokusaka Zoo? This woman is Hokusaka! And therefore you can't trust them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing Rabbi Lazar said. In Hokusaka Zoo, call Yisrael Mi Hokusaku! What do you mean? All Jews must be, trusted. Hadr Chazi Rabbi Lazar Bishus. Rish Lakish all of a sudden turned to Rabbi Lazar, who had made this statement earlier, and stared him down. Why? Because he said, Rabbi Yochanan said it! What are you quoting it to me from you? When he quoted it to me in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Lei, Shamas Mili Mi Bar Nafcha, Velo Amar Li Mishmei? You heard this from Rabbi and you didn't tell me? You told me it was your own Chiddush. Right? You didn't tell me. So he was very upset at Rabbi Lazar. So Taka, why didn't Rabbi Lazar say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? So the Ritva says, either he didn't hear, maybe he thought of it himself. Or maybe, like we have in other Gemaras, sometimes if a Talmud is talking, it's obvious that everything he says comes from his Rebbe. Doesn't have to say, like you hear something, you're like basically, oh, that's the Rebbe talking through the Talmud. So that's why he didn't say it, because everybody knew that everything he said was from his Rebbe. 2 days. Says the Gemara, Lema Rish Lakish Damak Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yochanan Damak Rabbanan. Shall we say that this Machlokes, Rebbe Rish Lakish the Rabbanan, fits in to the Mishnah? Rebbe Yehuda, who says, Istatisizu, you always got to be worried that people are lying. That's like Rish Lakish. Got to be worried that this is a problem here. Mashayke and the other Shitas also line up. Rabbi Yochanan or the Rabbanan. The Gemara says no in either direction. Amar lecha Rish Lakish. Ana da ami lecha filu the Rabbanan. I can hold like the Rabbanan. I can look around the Rabbanan Hasam. When did the Rabbanan say that you trust them? Deleka de kamahader. In our Mishnah, there's nobody. There's two witnesses that keep testifying about Mazimin. Aval hacha. The Mazimin keep testifying about the groups of witnesses. Aval hacha. Ika ha deka mahadra. But over here, says Reish Lakish, that this woman keeps going back trying to get Edei Sheker. So we assume she's the problem. She keeps bringing the same witnesses. That's why it's worse here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Docha, Anad Amar Filu Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan says, I can even hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Ad Kalam Kam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a problem. Why? Damrinan. Atukuli Alma Gabe Hani Havakaimi. These people were with the whole world on Monday. What, they had a party for the whole world? These 100 people? That's very unusual. But over here you could say these two witnesses didn't really know the testimony, and these did. Right? So that's why they would be, each shita would fit into the other one. Good. Says the Mishnah. Sorry, there's so much in Makkos here. Ein, Heidim Zomin, Neheragin, Acha Yigmar Hadin. See, the next Omid looks short. You can spend 3 Shiurim on the next Omid. Ein, Heidim Zomin, Neheragin, Yigmar Hadin. As we said, when did Heidim Zomin take place? Only after Gemar Din. There's a little window of time after the Gemar Din takes place and before the actual punishment is carried out. That's it. Why? Shaharet Stukin, Omrin, that Stukin used to say, Acha Yaharig. Kasher Zama means Kasher Asa. That's basically what the Stukim said. Only after the punishment is carried out. Shenemar Nefesh Binefesh. So Pasuk by Edom Zoman says a soul for a soul. So only after he's killed. Right, we change the Girsa. Amru Lohem Chachamim Balo Kva Nemar Batsisim Lo Kasher Zama Masos La'achiv Varei Achiv Kayam. No, the brother's got to be alive. The Rishonim point out, the Ritva here says, it doesn't really mean for the word Achiv, because you find the word Achiv sometimes meaning even after the person's dead. By Yibam, Lahakim Shem Achiv Hames. So you see, Achiv could be even dead, but we're just getting back at the stukin, that's not how we understand it. Imkein lama namar nefesh benefesh. What does nefesh benefesh mean? I don't know if they, nefesh benefesh, realized that they got their name from this Mishnah. So Yachal Mishash Kibloi Dusan Yeragu. You might think that's a plug for Nefesh B'Nefesh, by the way. Everybody should come. Yachal Mishash Kibloi Dusan Yeragu. Everybody, I might think Havamina that it goes from the time of Kabbalah Seidus. Tabaloma Nefesh B'Nefesh. Ha'ena Neragu Nashi Gamar Hadid. At least after Gamar Din, he has the status of a killed Nefesh, even though it's not an actual Nefesh. Period. Tana, Berebi Omer, here's the famous line, Lo Hargu Neheragin, Hargu E Neheragin. Only if the Adam's Omen did not kill the other guy yet, they're killed. But if they actually did, E Neheragin. Kasha Zaman Velo Kasha Asa. Tomorrow morning, Beth Shem, we're going to start with going orderly. We have to do it once, at least, in the Masechta. All the different opinions want for the Svara, for that. The Ramban, the Maharal we mentioned, others, we'll get to a Meiri, but we'll start with that tomorrow. So, but first, let's continue. Amar Aviv, the father of Beribi, says, B'ni la kalvachomer, who, isn't it a kalvachomer the other way? Amar lo, limatan rabbeinu, sheino shemen adin. No, you don't punish based on a kalvachomer. Shenat, detani, the Brisa says, isha yikach ezachos abas aviv ubas imo, if somebody lives with his sister, ein li el abas aviv shlobas imo, ubas imo shlobas aviv, I only know that means a half-sister. Bas imo ubas aviv, how do I know it means a whole sister? Shenema tamalomar erevas achoso gila, right? Because the pasuk, has to tell me a whole sister, a full sister. Ad shelo yomai yishli b'din. 1 minute. Imano shabasaviv shelo basima ubasima shelo basaviv basaviv ubasima lakol shekain. Shouldn't you learn from a kavachomer? If you're chayiv on a half sister, surely you should be chayiv on a full sister. Halamata shenon shemin adin. That's the source. You can't punish based on a kavachomer. Similarly, onesh shamanu ashar minayin. Where do you see the ashara of the sisters of Tamalomar? Same thing. Erva zachos chabas avicho basimecha. Ein li ela bas aviv shlo bas ima. U bas imo shlo bas aviv. I only know a half-sister, bas aviv, u bas imo minayin. How do I know a full-sister, Tamalomar? Erva bas eches avicho, maledes avicha, achos chahi. So you know it from that pasuk. So actually, amay yesh li min adin. Why don't you say a kal vachomer? Ma im huzar al bas imo shlo bas aviv. U bas aviv shlo bas imo. Bas aviv u bas imo lo kol shekein. Surely, if you know half-sister, you should know full-sister. Kalamata she'ein mashirin min adin. So it must be, you're not mashirin min adin. One more line. Chayve malkius minayin. How do I know chayve malkius? Also, how do I know that you don't give hazama until you have a gemar din? Tamalomar, Russia. Chayve galius minayin. Asi rotzeach, rotzeach. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tanya. So tomorrow we'll start off with the kasha zama malachis. We're not going to discuss einon shemin adin right now. Topic of a separate shiur, and we will continue then with the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, and then get into the next Mishnah, the next Gemara. When does the Shame Aid start? Crucial Gemaras. These are all crucial Gemaras. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, the Parsha shiur is tonight, 8:45, right here in the house. And again, it'll be up tonight. It'll still be on both, but. YU Torah and OU.org, but starting next week, it'll already be just on OU.org. Everybody feel free to partake of it.